Keep it real simple. Keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero. Cause it all comes down to this. Love God and love people. We live in a world that keeps breaking. But if we wanna find a way to change it, it all comes down to this. Love God and love people.
There's only one thing you wanna do. Open your mouth and let it spew. But I am telling you, stay positive.
Come on, y'all. Come on. Give them a little love this morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Simple Church. How y'all feeling this morning? Come on. Hey, listen, man, we want to welcome you to, again, another great service. Thanks for tuning in, whether it's on TV, because now we're on KPXJ in the local area in Shreveport-Bossier, but also to all of my friends watching online, man. God bless you, and thanks for getting up this morning and being part of what's going on at the Simple Church. We're in a series called Stay Positive, and I hope that by the time you leave, you'll be encouraged. Yeah, you might be challenged a little bit, but you're going to have a great time, and you're going to be a different person. You're going to understand why God wants us to stay positive in the middle of everything that's going on in our life. This message will apply to you. Let's all be honest. If we're doing a little evaluation of our lives, we all love to complain, all right? I heard it in my house. I see it in my life. Many times I will walk to the pantry, I'll open the doors. We got a big pantry. There's a lot of stuff in there, and I'll be standing around looking at everything in there, and I'll holler to Angie, "We ain't got nothing to eat. There's nothing to eat in here." She's like, "There's a cabinet full of stuff to eat," but there I am complaining. My kids can do the same thing, all right? Many times it's not just the cabinet that we're looking at. We're going to our closet, and I'm looking at all the different clothes. I'm looking at the different shirts and the different things hanging up, and I'm like, "I just don't have anything to wear. I just can't believe I don't have anything to wear. Can I get a witness somewhere? Come on. Don't look at your wife. Look straight ahead, all right? Do not look at your wife." Then if it's not that, if it's not in your home, it's when you're driving to work, you pull into the gas station, and all of a sudden the gas prices go up a couple of cents, and there you are complaining, "I can't believe I'm paying this price for gas." I have been there as well. And then in our local area this past week, I heard people complain about the one thing that brings joy to many of us, but not everybody, when it snowed. I heard people complaining about it snowing. "I can't believe it's snowing." It doesn't matter. Our weather is one thing that we all complain about. Sometimes it's too hot, sometimes it's too cold. It's the nature of the business. As a matter of fact, it probably is an art form for many people. When you have friends at work or maybe in your home, they have made this complaining true art because it's something that comes out of their mouth a lot. That's why I'm challenging you with this idea of staying positive. It is everywhere, from our homes to our works to our schools. So now, what can we do? Well, I wish that we could come up with a positivity award. We could find somebody and say, "Man, I'm just giving you an award for being positive." And as I did a little internet search this past week, I actually found exactly that. Look at here. In a community, Holly Hill in Florida, they came up with the positivity award. So I was like, that's a pretty good idea. And I think I like it a lot. So maybe next week you can nominate somebody, put them on Facebook, maybe share it in your school or in your workplace and go, "Hey, man, I just want to encourage you because you're the one who has been most positive this week." Let's start turning the tide a little bit. And speaking of awards, does anybody in this room like award shows? Let me hear you if you like award shows. That's what I thought, all right? So look, this is the truth. I knew you were gonna do that. Here, I'm gonna put them on the screen. Here are all the different award shows that are out there right now. And what I hear when an award show comes on is everyone complaining about them. People are like, "Ah, did you see the Oscars? I can't watch that. Did you see the Emmys? I'm not going to do that." It doesn't matter. CMAs, the Kids' Choice, the Grammys, People's Choice, you know, MTV, Video Music Awards. There's all these different award shows. And you rarely, rarely hear anybody being positive about it. Some are saying it's just boring, you know. I don't know about that. If I turn into that, all they're doing is promoting an agenda. Well, hold on, remember, stay positive. You're going, "Justin, what can be positive about an award show?" Well, if you watch, believe it or not, and you open your eyes and maybe see things a little bit differently, there is something positive. And you want proof? It's a good thing you're watching today. I have it for you. Here is some proof that award shows do have something good in them. Watch this.
Thank you to the fans. You guys make this worth it, so thank you.
Oh, thank God I get to use this. Jeez.
I'm just so thankful for LSU and Ohio State. playing at two of the best programs in the country.
First off, I want to thank God, because that's who I look up to.
But thank you for all the times you said yes, because your yeses fanned my spark into a flame.
I want to thank everybody and anybody who ever had anything at all to do with the making of this picture.
It's a scientific fact that gratitude reciprocates.
I've been selfish, I've been cruel at times, hard to work with, and ungrateful, but so many of you in this room have given me a second chance.
My parents, I'm so thankful that God chose you to bring me into this world.
It took an army to make me strong and willing again to do it, and I thank you all from the bottom of my heart.
I'm up here to say thank you to God for giving me this ability, for blessing me, for shaping me, for chastising me, for teaching me, for punishing me, for allowing me to be a vessel.
Grazie, gracias, danke, merci, spasibo, xiexie, arigato gozaimasu. Thank you, Hollywood Foreign Press.
I also want to thank you for having Prince, William Shatner, Puff Daddy, and Mick Jagger on the same stage. That is the sign of the apocalypse. Thank you. Thank you.
Y'all, you gotta admit, that's pretty good. You're welcome. Look, some of y'all ain't even really clapping. You're like, I don't know. Listen, here's what I've noticed. When you watch an award show, there is a theme. It's as they reflect on the accomplishment, it hits them. All of them are overwhelmed with gratitude. Let me put it on the screen for you. If you're taking notes at home, look right over here. Are you ready? They are overwhelmed with gratitude. Now, if you need another example of why this is important and what it looks like, I found one from 1997 at the Oscars when someone that you'll recognize won, and then watch the joy, the positivity that overtakes not only him, but the entire room when he begins to celebrate and be thankful for what's been accomplished. Check it out, the Oscars in 1997. I think you'll remember the movie, Jerry Maguire. Watch.
And the Oscar goes to Cuba Gooding Jr. and Jerry Maguire.
I know I have a little bit of time, so I'm going to rush and say everybody, and you cut away. I won't be mad at you. Tom said, don't forget to thank your wife. I will never forget to thank my high school sweetheart and the mother of my children, Spencer and Mason. I love you, Sarah. And my parents who are here, Shirley and Cuba the First. And God, I love you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for putting me through what you put me through. But I'm here and I'm happy. I just want to, here we go. Okay, the studio, I love you. And Cameron Crowe and Tom Cruise, I love you, brother. I love you, man.
What's so funny about this? So many people are so negative. We don't like watching anything. There's nothing positive in that. I can't learn anything from that. I don't know how that could be anything good. There's all these agendas. They're just Hollywood, and they don't have any difference, and they don't make any difference, and blah, 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 blah. Well, here's my challenge to you. It is everywhere. Positivity is everywhere. You have to be looking for it, and it really starts with me and you. Because what I have realized is when I sit down to watch even these award shows, because I'll tune in, I may only catch a couple of minutes, but there'll be something in there I go, wow, that was powerful. And what's powerful about what you've just seen is this. You hear him saying, I love you, I love you, because he realizes he could not accomplish what he's accomplished, this dream, Without these people, other people, his friends, his family, he's going, man, this is powerful. I know most of you in here won't be getting an award this week. You're thinking, well, man, if I won an Oscar, maybe that'll be something. I understand. But there are a few awards that are still out there, and it's not just in Hollywood, that you can reflect on and you can think about, like, wow, maybe your business, maybe your company, which I love this company, they came up with their salesman award and they made it into a wrestling belt. Dude, this is a good idea right here. Let's look at this right here. I'm like, yeah. Because there are awards being given out. We do Volunteer Month. We recognize Keith a little bit. I mean, you got your sales company may do it. But then there's also, even in our school system, Teachers of the Year. Can we give a little round of applause for all the Teachers of the Year? Yeah, because they're going, hey, listen, there are awards. But I know some of you are going, that ain't happening for me. I'm not getting an award. Stay positive. Listen, there's no need for many of you to go down that road because you're already going there. It's negative, it's negative, it's negative. Well, I won't be writing a thank you speech. I'm not going to have any awards, and I'm not getting a sales award. It's COVID year. It's been one of the worst years ever. And you just kind of allow yourself with circumstances and situations that you're going through to allow them to take you to this dark, difficult, deep place. And today is for you. It's for me. It's for all of us. Think about this. Are you ready? Every day, it's true, you don't have an audience watching with the Oscars or anything out like that in your life. Maybe the Grammys, you're going, well, I don't have those talents. But every day, you and I do have an audience. There is somebody watching you. Maybe your kids, maybe when you're at home, it may be work, it may be coworkers, maybe at the gym when you're working out. Don't judge me, all right? There were a few cuss words out there. Don't judge me if you saw me at the gym, because we already know that the truth is school, gym, work, home, someone is watching you. There is an audience. So instead of pointing the finger and talking about how they use their platform as something negative, and you're thinking that, you know, I can't believe when he had his chance to thank somebody, he did this or he did that, let's flip it around and look in the mirror for a minute. How are you using your platform? Think about that. It's very easy to see other people get successful and then see them recognized for their success and judge them or be critical sitting on your couch. And my challenge, especially for us as Christians, is to find a way to be positive and celebrate the win, whether it's for you or if it's for someone else. And when you look at yourself in the mirror and you start thinking about the audience that's watching you, listening to you, walk through this little, you know, exercise. What am I saying? What's coming out of your mouth? What is your agenda? At work, at home, in the gym, at school. This is the thing. We're real critical of other people, but I believe that God wants me to look at me and go, Justin, how can you be more positive? How can you encourage? How can you celebrate someone else's win? How can you be a part of changing the world? Well, one way is just how we live our life, what we say, what we do, how we respond. And you go, well, how can I do all this? Well, the scripture is full of examples and challenges to us. You can look at the book of Colossians for an example. Look at this. It says, live wisely among those who are not believers. Work, school, Hollywood, music industry. Live wisely among those who are not believers and make the most of every opportunity. How? By complaining, by judging, by putting them down? No. It continues. Let your conversation be gracious and attractive so that you will have the right response for everyone. Christians, are you listening? It is not this, you know, agenda of getting in their face and pointing the finger and judging them. No, it's so that you'd be full of grace, that it would be attractive, that they would want to be around you. They would want to be around this positivity, the fact that you are literally responding to everyone in a way that brings honor to God. Listen, when we're, again, this is another one in 2 Corinthians, we were sent to speak for Christ. And God is begging you to listen to our message. Have you ever thought about this? Work, school, home, kids, whatever. That you're speaking for Christ? That all he has is me and you? So the way that we Again, talk to one another, treat one another, matters. Listen, here's another one, 2 Corinthians chapter 3. You yourselves are the letter we have. Not only are you speaking, man, this is all they have to read, is your life, written on our hearts for everyone to know and to read. This is why, over and over, the scripture is trying to drive home this point. You have an opportunity to speak for Christ, to live for Christ, to let your life reflect Him, whether that's Hollywood or whether that's right here in Shreveport-Bossier. Now, it's easy to forget, and this is why, again, I learn from watching these award shows. You go, Justin, what are you talking about? Both winners and losers do one thing. You know what they do? They make a list. You'll always see them. They'll pull it out of their coat pocket. They'll have it in their hand. And they'll tell you the reason they make this list is because they don't want to forget, both winners and losers. They're saying, man, I don't want to forget when all the lights are on, and if I win or if I lose, I want to remember what I'm thankful for. I want to remember who helped me get there. I want to take this opportunity to thank them for what they've done, full of gratitude. You know what Jesus says in John chapter 15? Apart from Him, you and I can do, what's that word? Nothing. You know what the whole point is? Don't forget that. So when you're full of gratitude, you're like, Jesus, thank you for helping me. Thank you for my accomplishments. Thank you for my awards. Thank you for the blessings I have in my life. This is the Stay Positive Challenge this week. Make your list. So why? You don't forget. Now, check out this list. Paul wrote a great list when you're going, well, how do I do this? How do I write a list, or how do I remember what to be thankful for? He has a great template. And this is Paul writing again so that you'll know what we're supposed to do or what it's supposed to look like. Here it is. Every time your name comes up, Paul says, I say, thank you, God. He begins to say, you know what? When that name comes up, man, I'll never forget Greg Walker. Man, thank you. Man, Keith Sally, thank you. Man, Angie, I heard your wife. Angie, man, thank you. My kids, thank you. I keep hearing of the love and the faith that you have. Now, think about this. When you're taking a list and you're writing things down, it's like every time someone says your name, do they say, oh, God, thank you, or they go, oh, God, help us? Think about it. Seriously, this is it. Every time your name comes up, oh, God, thank you. I keep hearing. Why? Why do they say thank you? Because he hears, he remembers, he sees the love and the faith that you have. See, this is why it's so important when everything's going crazy, when everybody else is negative and they're tearing everything down and tearing everybody apart. As believers, you and I have a responsibility to represent Christ. And when we represent Christ, it's in the way that we treat people. It's in the things that we say. There's so many different aspects. And then you go, man, by your love and by your faith, every time your name comes up, I say thank you. So what have I done? I cheated and I took Paul's list and I began to write down. And here's my list. Thank you, God, for my wife, because every time her name comes up, I thank you for her love. I thank you for her faith. I thank you for her service, for her sacrifice. I write it all down for my kids. God, I'm thankful for my kids. Great kids, working hard, wanting to honor God, making videos and serving. Handled me out today, packing food bags with kids and leading a whole team of people do it. God, thank you for that. Emma, smart as a whip, man, loves people, cares, served with Angie her whole life, all of these kids doing all these good things. I'm like, God, thank you, thank you, thank you. And then it goes beyond just my family. I think of all of my friends in this room, watching at home, man, in Dallas and all around the world, Kansas City, man, we got people in Houston, all of our friends, Atlanta, Georgia this morning. I thank God for you, and I thank God for this church. I thank God for so many things. And if you're looking for my list, there's the beginning of my list. So here's the challenge for you. Don't forget. Your Stay Positive Challenge today is make a list. God, I'm thankful, I'm thankful, I'm thankful. Paul continues on, and this is what he says. As he continues to write, he said, and I keep praying that this faith that we hold in common keeps showing up. How? How does it keep showing up? In the good things we do. It is one thing to talk it. It's one thing to just, you know, hey man, that's who we are, and preaching sermons and singing songs. It's a whole nother thing when the people of God show up and they put it into action. And this is what Paul is writing, man. He's going, hey, you know what's so cool? I keep thinking about this. We got this awesome faith, but then it's not just a faith. It's not just things we believe. It's not just things we're going, oh, that's pretty cool. It shows up by doing stuff. And then when we do stuff, this is the best part. People recognize Christ in all of it. You can be critical of Symbol Church. You cannot understand it. You can think we should do more of this or more of that or whatever. But let me tell you what we're committed to. Being as positive as we can and solving real problems in the community and around the world. And what we believe is that when we do that, it changes us. So I want to tell you, if you've ever helped in any way, thank you, because I thank God for you, for all the good that's being done, and it's all in the name of Christ. This is how my list continues. I think of each and every time somebody comes up and says, man, you were helping me at Common Ground, or man, you helped us when the food bank, when the pandemic hit, the Simple Church solved that problem. When the police needed help in their community, we're there. When the fire department called and said, can you help us raise a little money to put paramedics in school? We can do that. Water wells, people in need around the world. Got it. And when the nurses were down and out and needed to be encouraged, guess who showed up? You did. This is why it matters. It doesn't matter if you sing songs in a building. It doesn't matter if you preach, you know, sermons in a building. What matters is when the people of God really connect with Jesus and that faith changes them and pushes them into action. You need a reminder this morning of why I'm so thankful? Here it is, just a little snippet of what's happened even in just the last 12 months. Watch. Whoa, take it to the limit. I gotta get free if you wanna take it to the limit. I gotta get loose if you gotta take it to the limit. Break the chains if you can't take it to the limit. Take it to the limit. I know this is our moment. There's an explosion ready to blow. Tonight we'll jump on the ride. Never felt so alive as we vibe in our soul. Take it to the limit. This is the thing. This is why I love what Paul's making this note. This is what he goes into. Look, he said, and because you're out there doing these kind of things, because you're out there encouraging and you're literally putting your faith into action, reviving the hearts. This is why going to those nurses. This is why helping the police officers and the fire departments and the teachers and all these different things. Listen, this is what's cool. Reviving the hearts with such love. This brings great joy and comfort to Paul himself. If you want to know what I'm thankful for, I am so thankful for you, for the encouragement that you give us as a staff, you give me as a pastor. I am so thankful for the love that you've shown, for the joy that you have shared with so many people, and for the comfort that you give people going through a difficult time. I mean, I can just reflect on my life, and we put a board up in the office where it reminds us of everything you've done for us. This is the thank you board. Because we put love people above it, because every time we love people, you guys encourage us. Man, I have people dropping off fudge at the office. That's my problem. Why? I'm 205 pounds. I'm already down to 200. Can I get an amen on that? Positivity, right? But those 5 pounds are your fault because you keep bringing me fudge, all right? Little Debbie. But hey, you know what? Every time I'm in, I'm like, God, thank you for these people loving and serving and giving and just reminding us. And so we put your notes up on the board going, man, thank you for doing that. And it's not just the notes and the cards. It's when we see the stories and we experience it in person. Robin knows this better. My daughter knows this. And we took a team over to Dallas this past year in the middle when the pandemic was just beginning. Because what you have to do is look at things through a different lens. And when you talk about joy, you get it by encouraging others and focusing on the positive and finding a way to share Christ with them at their lowest point. And we did that with families going through cancer. When their babies were diagnosed with cancer, we decided to work with Lighthouse Ministries and help them by delivering joy boxes in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So it's not just in our community, not just going, hey, what can we do here? We drove to Dallas and they made it happen. And you want to know what joy looks like and the encouragement and the positivity? Here's just another reminder. Watch.
Hey, Simple Church, our Joy Bus Tour is about to begin. Come join us.
Okay, we're already here. We're at stop number one. I'm so excited. This is the Rodriguez family. There's six of them, mom, dad, three brothers, and then there's one girl. Her name's Olive. She has acute lymphoblastic leukemia. She's just 7 years old. I'm so excited. I think the guys are outside putting the sign on the outside so we can roll around and bring this joy bus to its first stop. Y'all excited?
Love to play outside,
so we brought some fun things for the backyard.
Chalk stencils, that is so cool.
And some more.
That's pretty
cool.
You guys are so amazing for doing this. It's people like you who, you know, bring joy. Joy Bus, that's so amazing. And it just helps us keep on going.
So our first stop this morning is the Harris family. We're just meeting the mom and the son. Reagan, the daughter, is not here today. But that's what I love about Lighthouse. It isn't just about the child going through cancer. They know that cancer affects the entire family. So we get to love on them a little bit, give them a joy box, and just pray over them and pray specifically for their daughter's mental and physical healing through this process. So y'all ready?
Hello.
Hi, are you calling?
Give a little round of applause. So thankful, man. If you want a list of staying positive, just sit down and reflect. Quit watching the news for a minute. Quit listening to your friends that are negative for a minute and go, Jesus, I have a lot to be thankful for. And how can I share that positivity and encouragement with the people I come in contact with? Here's a fact. I know that every good thing I have in my life comes from one place, and that is from God Himself. How do you know that, Justin? James tells me that. Every good and perfect gift comes where? From above. God cares. He cares about you, and He wants you to be the good in this community. He wants you to share that with people. So don't be known for being negative. Be known for staying positive and sharing Christ. Why does it matter? Because there's enough negativity. Can I get an amen on that somewhere? You have an opportunity. You can lead your home. You can lead your family. You can lead your workplace, your school. We have a chance to do it. Our challenge, don't forget. Now, if you need one more list, I got one more scripture for you. This is from David himself, and this is a great list. May I never forget the good things He's done for me. Man, that's David going, hey, I'm writing it down. He forgives all my sins. Can I get an amen on that? You go, I don't have a lot to be thankful for. Dude, you're forgiven. Man, He heals my diseases. Well, I don't know about that. Listen, man, Hannah, I thank You, God, that You healed Hannah. Through modern medicine, yes, but through His hand. I'm thankful for that. If you've got something going on in your life, thank God for the healing, right? He redeems me from death. I know people have gone through a hard time, lost some loved ones, but remember this. Our God even overcomes death itself, a reason to be positive. And He crowns me with love and tender mercies. And He fills my life with what? Good things. Write it down. Begin to think through what He's done. Now, we have a lot to be positive about, but I love to end with one more thing just to kind of really drive it home, especially during this pandemic. It's not over, y'all. I have been in the local hospitals in the last few weeks, and I'm telling you, these nurses need encouragement. When you run into someone that is serving, these doctors on the front line, these first responders, we need to continue to be an encouragement to them, because although your life may continue to go on, it may be a little difficult, they're going through the most difficult challenges. And what I love and what I can't wait to share with you is when my boy Steve Hartman brings a video like this, just to remind you of the heroes that are still serving our communities. So need some positive? Here you go. Watch this.
We begin today with an alarming new milestone.
As the misery spreads,
spreading quickly,
most of us are relieved to be watching the worst of it from the safety of our sofas.
Deadly record.
47-year-old Bevan Strickland of High Point, North Carolina, was one of those comfortably on the couch.
But some switch flipped in you.
Yeah, it was kind of a switch. That's funny that you say that, because I was like, wait a minute, why am I sitting here?
Bevan, a nurse, had just contracted a serious case of empathy.
I could imagine the nurses being so exhausted, so stressed out. If I can just go and relieve a shift for them.
It's totally crazy right now.
That was a month ago. And today, Bevan is working at Mount Sinai, Queens, the epicenter of the outbreak in New York City. She cares for the sickest patients under the most demanding conditions, solely because she believes she was made for a moment like this.
I'm not afraid. I'm not easily shaken by things. I was in a bank robbery. I was held at gunpoint. I was tied up for 15 minutes. He was tying me up, and I said, are we on candid camera? And, you know, I wanted to make him laugh. I figured I'll make myself human to him, and then he won't want to kill me.
It was at that point that I realized this was no ordinary hero. Then I learned that although she's not technically a volunteer, she has to get paid for legal reasons. Bevan plans to donate everything she makes after expenses to the Mount Sinai support staff. And the fact is, she could really use the money. She has student loans, and she's a single mom with twin 16-year-old boys back home.
Cheers, man.
Did she ask you if she could do this, or did she tell you she was doing it?
She says multiple times, even after saying yes. She's like, are you sure you want me to? And
why did you say yes?
This life is not to just serve yourself, but to serve others.
These apples didn't fall far.
I believe it's our duty. I believe we should be compelled to do something when we can.
There's a switch that goes off in some people during perilous times. Whether it's the football coach who steps in to stop a school shooter, the NFL player who joins the Army after 9/11, or the nurse who simply stands up from her couch. There will always be those who run toward disaster when everyone else is fleeing.
Somebody's got to help. What if we all said we couldn't handle it and we couldn't do it? You know, what if everybody said that?
It certainly wouldn't be America.
Can you give her a round of applause? Golly, man. Pray with me. God, help us to be like you. Help us to love like you, to serve like you. God, help us to point people to you. And how we can do that is by being positive. God, I thank you that you have the power to save. If someone will ask you to come to life, you'll meet them right there. God, you also give us the power to live for you. When we walk out in the real world, all we have to do is say, Jesus, help me today to honor you with my mouth, with my actions. God, help us to be like you and change this world. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Can I get an amen somewhere? Come on. Did you have a good time today? Come on. If you want to stick around, man, we got a great post show for you, because, man, I got Todd Walker in the house, my old friend, man. We're going to talk a little bit. We got a Zoom call from my friend Stuart in Atlanta, Georgia, talking about what's going on over in Atlanta. And I just can't thank you enough for being here in the room and for watching online. So get ready for a great post show. I'll see you in just a couple minutes. Until then, what do we say, church? Peace. Thanks for doing good.